Blog Talk Radio.
Darkness no longer, a child is born. Mother sheds tears of joy as baby Christ is lost. My dad is not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning a chipmunk cat's on his knee. Another victim born out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the pen, and daddy can't sign. And it can't be seen, the family becomes a crime. The sun is on, and brother, you're the prey. Serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard, babe, that my hair's gray. You got to make a change. It's a brand new day.
New world order, a brand new day.
It's a new day.
A new day.
It's a new
world order, a brand new day.
It's a new day. Operation in front, and it's on the way. We just watched a million plus the other day. Look, look, we all witnessed the sweat rolling down Miss Liberty's hill. She knows the sleeping giant no longer sleeping dead. Oh, what a fulfillment of prophecy. Let us teach the children freedom's never been free. It's okay to cry, go ahead and cry. Steve is well, I hope and faith you share. It's a new day.
World order, a brand new day.
It's a new
change
day.
Change your mind for
the
human race.
It's a new
world order, a brand new day.
It's a
change
day.
Of mind for the human race.
The die has been cast, and there's no need to be. Cause people are answer to your prayers for real. Just a married, don't you need? Tell mother not to moan. We need the love, and that is coming home. There's no need to worry. The time to take a plan. Mother has given birth to a brand new man. Sister, I know you've misunderstood, but hold on to your man, cause the future looks good. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
day. A change
day.
Of mind for the human race.
It's a
new world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
Beware of the lies and false prophecy. We are many with eyes, but don't all really see. We must be merciful for them to obtain the same. So if you break the chain, don't pass the blame. We should say unto all, and I'll say it again, it's not just to win, shake a hand, make a friend. We who are pure at heart, somehow might see, there's still light in the world, come rejoice with me. It's a new day,
a new world order, a brand new day,
it's a
change of mind for the human race.
It's a new day.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another episode. Let's talk about it all. I'd like to thank everybody for taking the time out of your busy day to spend this time with us. I'm really excited about this topic. This is going to be a three-part series, and it's why is claiming Black, African American, or other, causing us as a people to be disrespected and mistreated? Now, I'm pretty sure those of you who saw the flyer was like, and all like, you know, Black, and especially those of you who were on the line when I was ready to go on a crusade using Black. However, until I was introduced to this information, and once I was introduced to this information, it changed my perspective. And I'm hoping it does the same to you, for you, because we as a people have went through so much here in our own homeland. And it's time, you know, that's why I played that New World Order, because Mother Earth gave birth to a brand new man, a brand new mindset. We, many of us, are still enslaved through our mentality, through our way in which that we look at the colonizer and feel and believe that there's nothing we can do to change our conditions or get from under the thumb of the colonizer. But I'm here to tell you that there's a way. We're just going to all have to do it together. You know, and I'm going to stop right there because I want you all to listen to the video, and hopefully it gives you a better understanding, overstanding, and understanding of why using a person of color, Black or whatever, you know, is not conducive to where we're trying to go right now. And we're going to get more into it as the three series go on. Okay, Brother Jay, is you ready? Put that on.
All right, one second.
Grand evening to everyone. My name is Kanye Chauvet with MPAC, Elodia Moore's Radium, Ante, Colorado. We're going to be going through class one of our beginner course for your Moore's nationality. This is the first course out of a five course period, and then we'll move this course into course 6 through 10. So this is just course one. So we're going to be going over a couple basic definitions today. The definitions that we're going to be going over is one of the definitions we will be going over is definition of Black, colorable, we will be going over definitions as far as Silver Leader War IIs. We'll be going over definitions of minor, minority, as well as a couple different definitions that we're going to be basically taking out of what we call the American Heritage Dictionary. This is one of the key books that you need to purchase in order to go through some key definitions that we're going to be going over today. As well as you guys can see here, we tell all Moors and anybody that's trying to be a nationalized Moor to make sure that you go get the fourth edition of the Black Laws Dictionary. But we had honors today to get this nice fifth edition also. So we're going to be going over mostly the fourth edition, but you can also get the fifth edition of the Black Laws Dictionary. It tells you a lot about the Moors, but mainly the fourth edition speaks all about Moors, if that makes sense to you. So what we're going to do today, I'm going to have a couple definitions that's going to be read. The first definition that I want to start with, we're going to start with in the American Heritage Dictionary here, we're going to start with the definition of what we call black. And before we do that, this is what I want to kind of do. Let's think about it. These definitions right here we're going to find in the fourth edition of the Black Laws Dictionary. So let's start actually with the Black Laws fourth edition right now, and then we'll carry over to the American Heritage Dictionary. So the first definition that I want you to look up is the definition of what we call colored. And we have a student class, and I want, Brandon, I want you to read that definition loud and clear where everybody can hear you, the definition of colored.
Colored. By common usage in America, this term is put in such phrases as colored person, the colored race, colored men. And the like is used to designate Negroes or persons of the African race, including all persons of mixed blood descended from Negro ancestry. Case law.
Case law. Keep reading.
But where a state constitution provided for separate schools for the white and colored races, the term white race was held to be limited to the Caucasian race, and the term colored races to embrace all other races.
Embrace all other races. Races. So let's think about this for a second. This is what they put in the Black Laws Dictionary. It says the Caucasian race can be limited to what? Them own selves. But if you are a so-called colored person, a person of Negro or African descent, you must what? Embrace what? All other races. Think about this right now. Whenever we go out to the bars, you hardly ever see the so-called black person or the so-called colored person running to go hang out with the Caucasian person. But whenever you go into a bar or to a nightlife, you always see them coming to hang out with us. And what do? We instantly what? Embrace them. We're not embraced by them, right? Well, I mean, we're not embraced by them, but they are most definitely embraced by us.
It has also been held that there is no legal technical signification to the phrase colored persons, which the courts are bound judicially to know. Case law.
Brother, I want you to read that one more time. A person that's calling himself a colored person has what? Has no what?
No legal signification.
Has no legal signification. And the courts... The courts are bound to know. So every time all of our so-called black friends or our so-called colored friends go get a lawyer that's a so-called black lawyer, which is a barrister of the court, who is actually paid to what? Work for the pseudo court system. They already know that we have no legal signification if you're calling yourself a colored person in the courts, and the courts are bound judicially to know. They already know before you walked into the pseudo courtroom that you've lost the case. The case is lost. But these are your same people that say, they're for you. These are your same people that went and got 33% from George Floyd. The same so-called black boy that say he's working for his people. No, he's working for the court system. And he takes advantage of our people, but it's not really about what they're being called. Because it's not law. Because the law, which is the supreme law of the land, which are the treaties. These are ordinance, codes, and statutes that as a United States citizen, you have to called it what? Law. Because as a United States citizen, you are chattel property. Make sense? Okay. Let's go to our next definition. Next definition I want to go to is called colorable.
Colorable. That which has or gives color. That which is in appearance only and not in reality.
Not, hold on, stop. Listen to what Brandon just said. A person that is colorable or colored is what? Not in reality. You're not real. I didn't say this. Kanye Shobay didn't say it. Brandon didn't say it. We're reading directly out of the law book. We're reading directly letting you know what the law thinks of you. Letting you know what your pseudo-lawyer thinks, your pseudo-court system, your pseudo-judge thinks. This is what they think about you, but they can't tell you because they get
Continue,
Barbara.
And not in reality what it purports to be. Counterfeit.
Counter what?
Counterfeit.
Counterfeit. Go ahead.
Fiend.
Fiend.
Having the appearance of truth.
Having the appearance of truth, which means having the appearance of truth, you look like you're real, but you're not really real. You might be, you look like you're telling the truth, but you're not what?
You're not telling the truth.
Exactly. Because you're not real.
Because you're not real. Go ahead. Keep going.
The case law.
Case law, that's it. So a person calling himself colorable is right off the bat, not in reality. And you don't have to even call yourself that. This is what they're calling you.
True.
Because you don't, because we don't read. Mm-hmm. And when we do read, we don't understand what we are what? Reading.
Exactly.
You are counterfeit. Mm-hmm. Fake. Mm-hmm. You are feigned. You have no substance at all. And you are untrue, but I just really don't know if you're the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know when you're ready, when you find your brother.
Okay.
This is a classroom setting. We are in no rush. When you get ready, that's when we'll go with it. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Definition of color, when you are ready.
Color, an appearance, semblance, or simulacrum as distinguished from that which is real.
Stop. As distinguished. Distinguished from that which is real. So anybody that's calling themselves a person of color, they're not real, but the person that's calling themselves the opposite, that person that has a nationality, is real. But the person that's saying they're colored, you're not real at all. It's as distinguished from that which is real.
It's like saying you're leather, but you're faux leather.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
You're United States of America. And in the United States of America is who the contract is with.
Uh-huh.
The United States is the doing business act, which really isn't what? Real at all.
Uh-huh.
Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Good. Keep going, bro. Good, bro.
A prima facie.
Prima facie. Face.
Or apparent rights.
Mm-hmm.
Hence,
apparent right. Apparent right. So what they're saying is that they're looking at your face and saying, apparently he might be right, might not be, but depending upon his prima facie. Like we look at Steph Curry. Steph Curry says he's so-called black, right or wrong.
Right.
Right? But if you, but then you would say, but Steph Curry, you ain't no brother. Because all the colonizers did is had us looking at what? Prima facie. They didn't have us looking at our bloodline, our consanguinity bloodline, our right of blood, Justin Wayne and Jeff Solis. They had us looking at what? This right here. That's why our people don't understand that our Mexican brothers and sisters, those are our brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Hence, a deceptive appearance.
Oh, stop. A deceptive appearance. I didn't say it. They said it. This book said it. Let's keep pointing it out. This book said it.
Mm-hmm.
Written by Henry Cavill Black. European. This same book, if you Google this book, is the number one of the number one books standing in law today.
Yes, it is.
They tell you they don't know. Now every IE lawyer or barrister of the court, you're going to say, oh, you know about that black laws. So you know I'm not black.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you keep calling me this?
Exactly.
Call them out on it.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be called out. Because most of our friends are lawyers who know this, looked over it, but they got student loans to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
It just calls you as a deceptive appearance. Deceptive, which means you're like evil.
Yep.
You're up to no good.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going, brother. You gotta read it all so you can sink in.
A plausible assumed exterior.
Plausible. Assumed. A assumed exterior. A person that's calling themselves color is having an assumed exterior. I don't know if you're real or not on the outside. This is an assumption.
Mm-hmm.
Assumed exterior.
Yep.
Keep going.
Concealing a lack of reality.
A lack of reality. This is why the Moors say, once you read it for yourself, it's never a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yes, sir.
You're reading it for yourself. It says that you have a lack of what?
Reality.
People say nationality is not important. It's only thing that is important.
Yes, it is.
That's why Obama signed in 2010, Obama signed the United Nations Declaration of Rights to Indigenous People.
Mm-hmm.
Article 6 states everyone has a right to what? A nationality.
Yes,
and not black. Not African American,
mm-hmm.
not Negro, not white, not Caucasian, right to a nationality, which means a nation. Which of the 195 flags is your home?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going, bro.
Mm-hmm. A disguise or pretext.
Okay. Now they just called you a disguise.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't call you a disguise, brother. They called you a disguise. They just said a person that's calling themselves color
mm-hmm.
in the disguise.
Says it right here.
Says it right there.
Mm-hmm.
You are a disguise.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Case law. In pleading, ground of action admitted to subsist in the opposite party by the pleading of one of the parties, which is still set out as to be apparently valid.
Okay. Now you are apparently what? Valid.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you could be valid, but it's apparently you're not real. You're invalid. You are apparently valid.
And they keep on repeating it. They say it could be true.
You could be real. So that's the word right there. You could be if you go and claim your nationality, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you the secret to the test. You got the book. I got the answers in the book. You not picking it up and reading it. Who fought is this? It's our fault. It's the so-called black people's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Because they won't pick up a book and read. Just like the so-called black people won't pick up a book and what? And read.
Yep. And it's a shame because they look at it and they just see it so big. They think it doesn't apply
to them. It doesn't apply to them.
That's a shame because it does.
Everything applies to us.
Mm-hmm.
This whole fourth edition of the Black Laws Dictionary was written about you.
Exactly.
And on how to take your estate
mm-hmm.
away from you.
Exactly.
Keep going, brother.
But in which is in reality legally insufficient.
Legally what?
Insufficient.
Say it one more time.
legally insufficient.
You are legally insufficient. You're not sufficient. You are legally insufficient.
Lisa, you have the lack of reality.
Lack of reality,
the apparent truth.
The apparent truth.
Legally insufficient.
Legally insufficient.
They're making you less than human.
There you go. Because we're not. Anybody that's calling themselves names is human, a person that's walking on fours with no higher what? Intellect.
Exactly. Exactly.
Keep going, brother.
Okay. A term of the ancient... I'm gonna laugh it wrong.
Okay. The term of the ancient... Redikins.
Thank you. An early adopted into the language of Hebrew, it was an apparent or prima facie right. And the word also means the dark color of the skin showing the presence of Negro blood.
Come on. So they're going to end it to let you know, yeah, we're talking about the Negroes,
mm-hmm.
the people with dark-skinned,
mm-hmm.
to the end.
Oh, yeah.
They say, you know what we're going to do? We're so cocky, we're going to end it because we remember everything at the beginning, mm-hmm. and we remember everything at the end.
Yep.
So I want you to remember it, but I'm going to put it in the book because I know you're not going to read it, and guess what I just said about you?
Mm-hmm.
I talked about you, and you don't even know I said something about you because you won't pick up the book and read.
Exactly.
This class is designed because once you walk out of here after this hour and a half, you will not ever call yourself, you will not ever call your children these names ever again. That's why it's important to get these books. If you do an hour of reading a day, you change your life. You will change your life. And let's go to the next definition here. Our next definition, we're going to dig into it now. We're going to go look up the word similiter mortus. Similiter mortus. Let me know when you are ready, good brother.
I'm ready.
Now, this word here, I'm going to break it down for you. The word similiter mortus. Not sure if you've heard of it before. Similiter mortus. Everybody that has civil rights are U.S. what? U.S. citizens, correct?
Yes, sir.
If you're a U.S. citizen, your mother signed the birth certificate, i.e. death certificate,
mm-hmm.
and checked the box that you were black or African-American, which you fell up under U.S. citizen, which means you have civil rights, and which means morgue is where people, where's the morgue?
In the bottom of the hospital.
That's right. The morgue.
The
tooth. Dead. See? Break the word down. Similiter mortus, civil, U.S. citizen, chattel property, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have no rights. More dead. Now, we're going to read the definition of civil. We just read the definition of color, right?
Yes.
We just read color.
Mm-hmm.
We just read a definition of color, colorable, and color. Now we're going to dive into what they actually think about everybody that's calling themselves that name. Definition of similiter mortus. Go ahead, brother.
Similiter mortus. Simply dead. Dead in the view of the law. The condition of one who has lost his civil rights and capacities and is accounted dead in law.
Okay, dead in law. All of our people run around saying, oh, I want civil rights. They say, okay, we'll give you your civil rights because we already know you still need a mortus.
Yeah.
Dead in the eyes of the law. Dead in the view of the law. You're dead.
Yeah.
So go ahead and take your civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
You're a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
You have no nationality.
Yeah.
It's right there in the law book. We're going to read it one more time for you. Definition of civilly no more twos.
Simply said, dead in the view of the law, the condition of one who has lost his civil rights and capacities and is accounted dead in law.
Dead in law.
Heavy.
I didn't say it. I love you when we do this, and I am not smarter than nobody else. I just decided to pick up a book and what? Read. And then there's something that I did not understand what I was reading. I went and looked it up. Because what more we don't learn from being told, we learn from going and researching ourselves.
Exactly.
So every time I called my good brother Jay Bay and I said, explain this to me, he said, go look it up yourself. And after you look it up, then come back to me and then we'll break it down, good brother. He made me become a student. He didn't tell me anything. He said, this is where you go find it at. You go find it.
Yeah.
Because when you find it, it becomes whose knowledge? Yours, and nobody can ever take it away from you.
Exactly.
It's all yours.
Mm-hmm.
Civilita mortus, dead in the eyes of the law. Civilly dead.
Yeah.
We're going to continue on, because we only get an hour and a half, 2 hours. Our next definition we're going to look up today in our beginner course is the definition of minor. Definition of minor.
An infant or person who is under the age of legal competence.
Legal competence. An infant. Minor. An infant. This is somebody that cannot legally think for what? Themselves. I get it. Right? Yep. Keep going.
One under 21.
One under 21. So what they're saying, all these so-called grown people, the current 18, they think they grown, they're automatically saying, you're still a what? You're still legally what? Not competent enough to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
A term derived from the civil law.
Oh, hold on a second. What word did they use again?
Civil
law. If you are civil, right, civil, U.S. citizen, chattel property again, so anybody calling themselves, saying that they're grown, under 21, you're chattel property, you have civil rights, you're an infant, and you're legally not competent enough to take care of yourself.
Which describe a person under a certain age as less than so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Minor.
We get ready for it.
There you go.
Yeah, you score it less than so many years. That's good. Okay, so right here. Also of what? Less what? Consideration.
Yes, sir.
Less consideration. They're not even considering you when you're under the age of 21. You're not even considered. It says right in the law book, you have less what? Consideration. All you got to do is pick up the book and read. Next definition we're going to go to, everyone, minority now. Since all of our people want to be minorities and get benefits, let's see if they get any benefits for being a minority. Yes.
The state or condition of a minor.
Okay, hold on.
back to
the state or condition of a minor. So anybody calling themselves a minority is automatically a what? Minor, which puts you in infant status, you're legally incompetent, you have less consideration, and you are child property and the civil rights as a U.S. citizen.
Exactly.
I didn't say it. I don't want anybody to get upset at me.
It's all right here.
And don't be afraid to read it.
Exactly.
Because when you're afraid, that means you're afraid to teach your children the truth. And that means your children don't teach their children a lie. And that means their children don't teach their children a lie. And you guys get a curse on you.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to break the curse?
The smaller number of votes.
That's it. Say it one more time so they can hear you.
The smaller number of votes of a...
Stop it. And he's up. The smaller number of votes. All of these minority people running out voting, they don't even count their what? Votes until they need them.
Exactly.
And the smaller number of votes have less what?
Deliberative assembly.
Deliberative, smaller number of votes, deliberative, and have less consideration.
Exactly. Exactly.
The minority vote has less consideration.
They say it right here.
This is too easy. This is too easy. This ain't hard. This is not hard at all.
No.
We started in the room. We were starting to get in the room. And we took it out.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. You heard it for yourself. And that's just, you know, part one. Now, I'm sure you got the part where it was saying, as far as legal, being legal, claiming those names or those titles writes you out of the law. And we wonder why we go catching hell, why we go through what we go through and they treat us the way they treat us, roll up in our house, slap us up, you know, anything they want to do. And it's like we children. They treat us like we children, basically. And we're totally disrespected. We're totally looked upon as less than. And I'm sure anybody on this line who identify with any of those black, person of color, you know, whatever, melanin, whichever way you want to take it, you went through some things in this, which they have convinced us was their land, it's our land. You know, I have a guest. Hopefully he's ready. And you know, we're gonna talk to him about some things and give you guys some more clarity, because this thing is important. If any of you who been on the line with me, you know that I'm serious about us, about our growth as a people. I'm not prejudiced. I love all people, but right now, my concern is us as a people, because we haven't been getting any justice. It's been just us catching hell, just us receiving no equality. So it's time for just us to rise up and take back control of our land. And if the brothers are on the line, come, you know, Brother Bay, if you're on the line, press 1, and you know you can come in, and we can do this together. If not, anybody who on the line, yeah, I hear you, my brother. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Yeah. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All, brother.
Thank you for inviting me, my brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
so,
responding to the information that you just played, you know, a lot of us just didn't know, man. We just didn't know. And knowing cost us dearly. You know, we were all born into this chaos. And you know, we thought that they were legit. You know, we went through their educational system. You know, we went through their judicial system, and they played like it was for real, like it was fair, like it was equal. But upon further investigation, we find out that it's not equal. It's not fair. And then upon further investigation of history, true history, one thing about all this is that it's all been documented. So it's not like you can, it's not like you can't go back and read it for yourself. You know, everything that they have done has been documented. You just have to take the time to read it. And also, you just have to have the presence of mind to do it, to read it. Because then that they know what they're doing day one. And so in knowing what they're doing, they were setting us up from the very beginning. So they know who we are. They know who they are. And this is just a classic example concealing one's identity. And that's what they have been doing to us. Not even racism. It's disguised as being racism. And they want us to focus on racism. But it's actually identity theft. To really give it an accurate name of what's been going on that's been disguised as racism, it's really their ability to steal our identity and everything that goes with our identity. And then they have the audacity to give us an identity, a fake identity. You know, to give us a fake identity that has nothing to do with or very little to do with who we really are. And to understand their strategy, the reason why they're doing this is to take us away from our inheritance based on who we truly are. So they give us these fake misnomers, these fake names that if you look it up in the dictionary to find the true meaning of it, as opposed to what they want you to believe the meaning to be, and in some cases we'll try to make something negative positive. You know, it's just outrageous the extent that they have done to conceal our true identity. And so I'm just so grateful that you have taken the time to look over this information for yourself and see for yourself, make up your own mind, see for yourself how we have been played as a people, and to not get mad, because this information is not to make you mad, although it's a natural response when you know you've been being played. You know, to naturally respond, man, these people set me up. So yeah, it's a natural response. You know, you get pissed off, and you know, all them years that you thought You know, they turned over a new leaf and all that, and all along they've been playing us. So, yes, it's a natural response to be mad and upset. But, you know, after you get over that, okay, then it's time to do our work, put that information to work to restore what they tried to conceal from you. And so, yes, it's been a very interesting journey. And it's a journey that we all must take, y'all. You know, you have to understand their motivation. And their motivation is simply to keep you from your inheritance, what your ancestors have left you, your estate. It's yours. Can get you believe, if they can get you to believe that you're not who you are supposed to be in order to claim your inheritance, then guess what? By law, they get to keep your inheritance. So it's all about the law. And you know the old saying, ignorance of the law is no excuse. It's no excuse. So if you continue to be played by them in the games and the words that they play that legally mean what they mean, that if you continue to call yourself, have given you to be called, but legally it takes you out of the law. You're not even recognized when it comes to law. You're dead to the law, because you yourself is calling you names that make you dead to law. And if you're dead to law, that means that they can virtually do anything to you because you're non-existent as it refers to the law. Not racism. Those who don't know they're being played, they'll call it, oh, no, it's much deeper than that. It's tied to your estate. It has nothing to do with racism. It has everything to do with who you really are and what type of inheritance or the inheritance that you have based on who you are. But again, if I can get you to believe that it's based on racism, you see, if I can get you to believe that you're black, that you're a Negro, that you're colored, that you're African-American, that you're Indian, that you're everything but who you really are when it relates to law, because that's what it's all about. Law governs all events. Law. So it's about law, and it's about history, the law that governs that history. So those are the two subjects that need to be focused on if you want to know how you're being played. You need to know the laws that's governing you, and you need to know the history that got you in this predicament in the first place. And all that is documented. But you see, you got to go through all that psychological baggage that may prevent you from processing this information. Because I can get this I can give this information to another person, and they'll look at it differently. Same information, but they'll look at it differently based on their psychological well-being. See, because when you really think about it, this is all based on our mental ability. And see, they've been messing with our mental capacity for so long. Some of us unfortunately, are not able to recover. So when you give them this information, when you suggest that you go here for these reference points, they're so out of it mentally that they're not able to properly process this information. And so this is what we're dealing with. It's all about our ability to process information. Had this system that they created caused you to not be able to process information properly? Are you so caught up in blackness? And I understand, because at one point you gotta understand that I was like that too. I was born into this madness just like everybody else. You know, I was dancing and reciting the song "Say It Loud." I'm black and I'm proud. I remember those days. Oh yeah. You know,
yeah,
I remember
yeah.
Black Power. Oh man, the Black Black Panthers, all that. You know, I remember all that. But now also understand how we were set up. All that was a setup. Thank God, it didn't deter me from being able to think and being able to process the information that I'm thinking about. I didn't get so caught up in this blackness that, you know, I couldn't see beyond that. You know, when someone hit me to the dictionary and told me, read for yourself what that means. You know, and having the ability to comprehend, just like the brother was saying on the video. I understand all that, and it makes sense. And I gravitate to it because it makes sense. And then studying further, getting the motivation of why they want you to believe that information to keep you from your inheritance. Now you know the motivation. So now you got to ask yourself, are you going to continue to play into their game, knowing that it's designed to keep you from your inheritance? That's the question that you have to ask yourself now. And hopefully you're not so psychologically out of it to answer that question. And I yield, my brother.
Okay. All right. Now, is anybody... anybody on the line? Yes, go ahead.
The first thing I want to say is Grand Rising. I've come in peace. And I just want to back up a little bit and say happy anniversary on the date of your birth, Jay Sean. And I know I'm probably a day late, but I just want to make sure that I put that out there. And I want everybody to hear what I said, because I didn't say happy birthday. What I said was happy anniversary on the date of his birth. And so
with that being said.
Thank you. Yes, sir, my brother. And with that being said, Brother Sadiq, welcome. I'm hoping and praying, brother, that wherever you are, that you also join the landmass of, if they don't have it, then you could be the ambassador for the landmass in which you're on. And when I had you on and I was interviewing you, this is why I was using the terminology that I use. I heard what you said when you said you wanted to bring blackness back and make it good. I can share with you everything that Brother Bay said, all the videos that you can play. You know, we as people, we have to understand history, melanated history. And I go back far as teaching people where Earth even came from. A lot of people don't even know where Earth even came from. And once you can go there and bring it all the way back up to what we're talking about here today, then and only then will you understand what this conversation is about. And you have most of us that don't even want to go back and do the history. We were always here on this landmass first. And so these are the laws that was talked about. And I want to make this clear, too, so everybody can know this, because I know a lot of people don't understand and know a lot of things. That's why Malcolm X was killed. He was killed for just what we're talking about right now, because he was going to the Senate. The problem with Malcolm was he went by himself. You can't go by yourself. And so for there, they knew if he hadn't made it there, he got assassinated like 2 weeks before he was supposed to go and speak in front of the Senate. I know a lot of people don't know that because a lot of people don't keep up with what's going on or history. And so they took him out for that because they knew that he was on to something. And look how he brought the people together. Power of people is in the numbers. And this is why we have to regain the land masses back before we bring up charges. And so with that, I want to I yield.
Okay, Brother Leon, thank you for your comments. Anybody on the line who have any questions about what you heard, you want to comment yourself about what you heard. You know, you heard the brothers, you know, press one and come on in. You heard the brothers say inheritance. You know, you heard Brother Bay say your inheritance. You heard Brother Leon say, you know, reclaim your land. Do you guys really understand what that means and being the original inhabitants of this land? Being the original inhabitants of this land gives you rights. However, you cannot claim them rights by being outside of the law. And you're being outside of the law when you're not claiming your nationality. So by not claiming your nationality, you're being written out like how you heard the definition. You're dead. So now that gives the colonists the right to control your estate, your land. Now, we run and talk about, oh, they own everything. They control everything. The reality is they're leasing it. They got basically they're holding it because we're incompetent. You know, they have became executors based on our non-ability to come together and start creating states. We have to start creating states, legal states, going through the process. So when the brothers say you got to learn history and law, you got to take the history of what happened, how we came to be here. And it wasn't because they went and got us on a ship and brought us here and we didn't know anything. That wasn't how it happened. That's a part of the illusion to keep you confused and make you believe that you have no rights to the land. When you have every and all rights to the land, they have taken control not only now of your line, of our land, they're controlling us, many of us mentally, by their deception. Now, when they can say, in this, in the book you were listening to, the definition being read out of, that's law terminology. That's what the courts get. That's so when you going into court and you putting your money out for lawyers, this is how they identify you. So until you reclaim your true identity, then you don't exist. And it's not just about reclaiming your identity. It's about learning international law, learning about treaties that we have with America, learning and doing your research about that. Because as long as we keep saying, yo, I'm black, you know, I'm a nigga, you know, this, that, and the other, we outlaws, we outside of the law. And I'm sure we notice it because they treat us like it. They'll kick your door in, they'll stop you and beat the crap out of you. A traffic stop. What happens many times? Many of us are in fear when we see the police. Why? Because we're outside of the law. Now, you heard what your identity is. You heard the brother say the word. You heard it. But you have to do your own research. You have to open your mind, expand your mind, and be able to look at this thing from this perspective, and then we're going to call it a night. Look at it from you being in a land and the colonists come to that land. You welcome the colonists. You teach the colonists how to set up government, set up laws. And then the colonists thank you by bringing loads of other people that look like them over. And then they take your information and claim it for themselves and write you not only off your land, but they write you out of history. They write you as though you never existed prior to where they said you were going to be. Now, remember, all of us who went to school, we heard America was what? Discovered in 1776, right? That's supposed to have been when America was discovered, supposedly. Okay. If America was discovered in 1776, do the math. Do the math. It's now 2023. Is that over 400 years? So this whole thing that they had, you know, convinced us that, look, we brought you here, so, you know, we had you slaves. No, right now, they have us mentally enslaved, many of us mentally enslaved. We have to have a rebirth of the mind. That is why I played New World Order for my next 2 weeks, which I'm going to be, you know, moving on to Peep Game TV, and we should be doing these type of things live. Now, if you haven't went to Peep Game TV and subscribed, please go there and subscribe. And if you have, send somebody else there to subscribe. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All, calling you live.
Hello, Sadiq. Hope all is well.
I'm good, Toys. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. What's going on? What's your comment?
I'm just glad each and every one of you connect. I have spoken, I have told you, when I heard you speak, I heard Leon, and then when I heard you speak again, I heard Brother Bay.
Yeah. I told him that when we spoke. Yeah. So I thank you personally for, you know, connecting me with the brothers, because it's been a benefit to help to my personal and mental growth, you know, with both of the brothers, you know. So I'm thankful to you and I'm thankful to them. And I'm hoping that other people on the line, you know, come in as well and really, you know, take this information serious, because all the questions that I had and all the things that, you know, I was speaking about, basically this information brought me the answers. It basically gave me the answers to all the things, because I'm sure you heard me saying, look, I want us to get our own land. I want us to get our, you know, our own laws. And the information, the beauty about it is it's already being done. We just have to do it in more places. Our goal is to have all 50 states, have all the states, Moroccan states. That's the goal. That's what we need to do. We need to set it up like if we had a board, a chessboard. We got to meet piece by piece. You know, that's what we got to do. So I thank you, Toya, very much for, you know, introducing me to the brother. I can't say that enough. You know, and is it anything else you want to add to your comment?
Great show. Yes.
Okay,
great show.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. All right. Anyone else? Anyone else want to chime in? Anyone else have some questions?
Sha. What's up? This is Jay Sean.
What's going on, brother?
So I just want to say it's very informative, and it's like it's almost it feels like a breath of fresh air. It's like you can listen. It's like you can listen like endless. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I guess it's food for thought, or like gaining knowledge. When you listen to the video you played, it's like sometimes when you're listening to something, you just want to, okay, let me see what I'm going to learn next, or let me see what I'm going to find out next. Oh, okay, really? Damn, that's true. Okay, well, let me see what else I'm going to find out. Let me see what else I'm going to learn, and you know what I mean, and find out that I didn't learn from the white man history, you know. Let me see some more truth that I might be able to find out about the original man. You know what I mean? So it's very informative. Something that is definitely intriguing, and it make you curious to listen more and find out more about it. It's a good program. Today was a good program, a good show. That's all I want.
Thank you very much. And this is part one of a three-part series. This is what we're going to do the next 2 weeks. We're going to go, you know, a little more in depth. I'm hoping that we get some individuals who have questions, you know, who are curious as you are and want to learn more about what's going on and how to make it happen. I'm really hoping that this happens, because this information is our salvation. That's the best I can put it. This is our salvation. You know?
I just want to share with you, brother. I'm going to share the same thing I shared with Brother Bay, and Brother Bay brought me into the fold. Just stay patient, brother, with the people. And if either one of y'all need me to explain it, because I always tell Brother Bay that everybody's not going to understand the language, the history, the laws. But, you know, I tell Brother Bay, and I'm going to tell it to you now, that if you need me to come in and break some other things down, you know, about history, because this is where this starts at. It starts with the history. If you need me to break it, I could come in and give examples. And that's what I do when I talk about history. I give examples so we can better understand. And then maybe people will have more questions because this does get deep. It is deep. It's just not no one answer. And I just want to compel you to stay patient with the people, because it's hard for me when I'm speaking and talking history, and I'm talking about melanated history. Then you got his story, and we can't confuse either one of them. So, and it gets frustrating when you try to explain it to people, and you hear things like, you think you know everything, you think you know it all, or you talk too much, you talk to hear yourself talking. You hear these things. When I hear these things, I know that I have to stay patient, because I am going to capture somebody's ears. So I'm just going to ask you to stay patient like I did Brother Bay, and if you need me to break down history, like I just explained, I can tell you where Earth came from. That's how far back I go. And I bring it all the way up to the day right now, and it's now right now. Just stay patient, brother. We are gathering the people. And I regret.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, my brother, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Beth.
You know,
hello?
And I appreciate both of you brothers. And I know I'm working on my patience, because I'm ready for it to happen right now, you know. I mean, when you find out that you've been played and how you've been played, and in order for you to not be played, this is a numbers game. And like you alluded earlier about the game of chess, you know, both sides have the same amount of players on it, you know. And so that's what we're doing now. We're building up our team state by state so that we will have the same, and in some instances, more when all this is through. And that brings me to the organization that is that's designed to bring all the Moroccan states together, and that's the WRC, the Wazir Regional Council. It's a council that we created to bring all of the 50-plus states in alignment, so that when we do go to the UN, United Nations, and charge the United States with genocide, all the atrocities that they have done to us, you see, we will have all the necessary states to do so. And so they can no longer ignore our cry for equality. They can no longer ignore our cry for our human rights, not their legislative civil rights. That's why what we're doing takes us out of their jurisdiction. They can no longer sweep their dirty laundry under the rug. We're going to expose them for who they really are, and we're going to expose them to the international community. And so it is a breath of fresh air, because we have been so denied our human rights for so long. And some of us have, if you could get comfortable, you know, some of us have gotten comfortable with that situation. It almost reminds me of domestic violence between a relationship, between people. And I was always wondering, how can someone stay in a toxic relationship? You know, what's keeping them there? And I could never understand why they would stay. Well, we have the same situation between the relationship of the United States and us. And you know, they have murdered us. They have hung us. You name it. They have done everything to us, but we still remain in this toxic relationship. Well, now we have a way out through international law. And so now for those who want to break away from this toxic relationship, you can't. And that's why it is a breath of fresh air, because prior to this, we could only endure this abuse, you know, and that's terrible. And I have seen firsthand what it has done to our people mentally, simply because we have the other party who's not willing to allow us to be who we truly are. And we know why now. You know, my father told me a long time ago, follow the money. You want to know people's motive? It's always the money. Follow the money. You know, money in the form of inheritance, land, natural resources. You know, if all of us woke up right now and claimed what is rightfully ours, how do you think the Europeans, in particular the Brits who came over here, how do you think they would react to that? You see? And knowing that they can't stand in law, because lawfully this is ours. But since we are incompetent when it comes to the law, they continue to be trustees to our land, to our resources. So it's time, Moors. It's time, Moroccan Moors, to wake up, to claim what is rightfully ours. But in order to do so, you have to be competent. You see? Lawfully incompetent people cannot inherit anything. And also, I'd like to end with this. If you want to really find out more about this whole experience, we have the AMPAC study sessions available on YouTube, free for all to study. It goes from the AMPAC study lessons 1 through, we're up to 116 lessons thus far. And so if you really want to get a good idea of our experience and what it's going to take for us to reclaim what is rightfully ours, then I would highly recommend everybody to start viewing those AMPAC study lessons. And also I might add that there's so many reference points in those study lessons, so many reference points, that you will become an expert in history and law. And that's what it's going to take for us as true Moroccans to get out of this predicament. You hear them identifying us by everything but who we really are. And that's only because they don't want you to find out who you really are. Because once you find out who you really are and act on that knowledge, guess what? You become competent. Then you become eligible for your inheritance to claim it. And I yield.
Thank you very much, Brother Day. Thank you, Leon. Thank you, Troy. Thank you, Brother Jay. I thank all of you who are on the line listening. And a lot of times, when I hear you, Brother Leon, and for the most part, I'm normally patient with people. I like Brother Day, just, you know, with myself, I'm pushy with myself. But I'm normally patient with people because I understand that we all on different levels. And, you know, we all got different things that we have to work through. So I'm patient because I love us enough to be patient. And, you know, so I don't have a problem with people taking their time and they're being skeptical about, you know, situations and you know, is this for real? We've been let down so much, so a lot of times we're fearful, you know. And Brother Bay, you gave a good analogy, you know, with the, you know, abusive relationship. But what America does do is like the abusive person. They apologize and say, you know, it was your fault, you know, and that's what they've been doing to us. You're in this condition because you don't want to do right. You're in the condition because, you know, you was selling drugs or you dropped out of school. You know, they blame us. They blame the victim a lot of times, like, you know, we victimized ourselves. However, now with this information circulating, if we still choose to allow ourselves to be victims, then we have to accept total responsibility of being victims and being victimized. It, as Brother Bay said, the information is right on YouTube. You know, you go, it's AMPAC, study sessions. You start from one and just keep going. Keep going. Get the information that you need so you can be competent. So you don't have to continue to be an outlaw, being outside of the law. You can be in the law, our own law. And as I said, I'm sure those of you who are on the line, you heard me talking about us having our own. So we have an opportunity to do that. With that, I'm going to say special thanks to my brother Jay Sean and Dre from handling the production side of the show. I would like to thank you all, you know, from tuning in, and then ask you all to tune in every Monday to Dollar Dash from 8:30 to 9:15. Tune in every Tuesday to the ABC Finances from 8 to 9. Tune in every Wednesday to Sports Night from 9 to 8:30. Tune in every Thursday to the Lisa Experience from 8 to 9. Tune in every Friday to Keeping It Real from 8 to 10 p.m. Tune in every Sunday to the Point of Impact from 7 to 8 p.m. Also, tune in to Grown Folks Talking by dialing 520-525-8633. That's 520-525-8633. And I urge you again, go to Peep Game TV, YouTube channel, and subscribe. And look through the videos. Look through the videos. You'll see my growth. You'll see where I started. You'll know that no matter what it is, it's always, pardon me, it's always been about us. And what's best for us. Yeah, this is one part of it. There's still other issues that we're still going to have to deal with. And we're still going to have to address relationships and things of that nature. We still got to address that kind of stuff. But we're on our way, people. So I pray to you, the Creator, all in existence, that you touch every heart and renew every mind who hears the vibration of my voice, so that our hearts, minds, and souls will come together and function as though we are one body. I pray that you bless each and every one of us with the spirit of unity, forgiveness, and the ability to put aside our differences so that we can work together towards the much-needed changes within ourselves, our communities, for the sake of present and future generations. I pray with all my heart that our Creator has planted something incredible within each and every one of us that we will carry with us and share with each other from this day forward. Anything that I said that was insightful and helpful came from Allah. Anything that I said that was unclear or confusing came from me, and I ask your forgiveness. In closing, don't forget to reach out to someone whom you love or care about just to see how they're doing. With that being said, may you all be inspired and motivated to begin your journey towards a higher level of thinking and self-evaluation. Until our next encounter, have a great night. I love you all like I love myself. So, Jay, go ahead and drop it, brother.
Lately, I just wanna show up and buy the shit. Yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash will get here. Got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit with a bitch with a badge. All my life. Down. All this time. Thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life. They be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish. But the media called me a minister. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't giving me a choice. Know some people that still unemployed. I know a fella who's trying to get bored. Child support's the only support. For a visit, I'm going to court. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See, how you gon' joke about stimulus? But they really ain't came with a clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health. But all my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time, all this time. Thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life. Keep me down. First generation ghetto nigga. Whole world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Keep shooting up the let out. Yo, it's all the shit I gotta get out. The shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And I nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the last nigga, so they think they're ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them coming in they bad. Fucking up the little crumb that they had. A reminder to humble yourself. This shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance. All pistons, fine. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seen rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard of little buddy. So somebody murder little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a plane of tunes all day in my room. Thinking, damn, this shit wicked to get the names, but some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. The media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule. If you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple. It's a principle. I'm in your temple. I'm invincible. Don't even rap. I just fit to you. I'd rather that than an interview. Most days, fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs they so pay. And the only thing to kill them is O.A. All my life. Trying to keep me down. All this time. Never thought I'd make it out. No, no.